You're almost there, kids. Keep going. Just a few more feet and... ta-da! You made it out of the crab trap. Great work. Here's your I Escaped the Crab Trap button and some more information on our upcoming abandoned crab trap removal. I hope y'all can join us out on the water next week. Let's make the lake safe for all the little critters that call it home. Now, scuttle off, little crabs. Hey, what's the matter, bud?
Oh, nothing. Just tired, I guess.
You know, Joseph, you're great at a lot of things. Writing poetry, observing nature, remembering to feed the elephant that lives in the storage closet.
Aw, thanks, Miss Lane.
You didn't let me finish. You're great at a lot of things, but lying is not one of them. So, care to share what's bothering you?
Okay, you got me. It's just, I just don't understand why we're here.
We always present at this festival.
Yeah, but this just feels like a big waste of time. I mean, come on. What's so important about saving crabs from some old trap that fishermen left behind?
Well, lots of different animals get stuck in those traps, like fish and turtles.
Yeah, but there are millions of crabs, fish, and turtles. Why aren't we teaching these people about animals that really need our help? Like pandas. They're on the endangered species list.
Pandas are great, but so are crabs. Just because pandas are cuter than crabs doesn't mean they're more deserving of our time than any other species. All creatures, big and small, play an important part in the ecosystem.
I just don't see how dressing up in a silly costume and talking about old crab traps is going to make a difference.
This work could make a huge difference someday. Trust me.
If you say so.
You're always so cheery and positive, Joseph. I'm surprised to see you so down in the dumps.
I'm sorry, Miss Lane. I just want to help our planet.
Remember, little actions can have a big impact.
I guess.
All right, Grumpy Gus. Why don't you take a break? The boat parade should be starting any minute. I hear this year's theme is a Christmas carol.
Oh, that's the one with the rich guy and the ghosts, right?
Yeah. Why don't you go grab yourself some hot chocolate and enjoy the show? Head back when you're feeling a little more cheery.
Okay. Hey, Miss Lane?
Yeah?
What are you supposed to be anyway?
Isn't it obvious? The crab costume, the hat, the beard? I'm Santa Claus. Get it?
Oh, brother. All right, I got my hot chocolate, extra marshmallows, of course. Man, it's pretty crowded. Not sure if I'll find a... Oh, there's a great spot. Nice. Looks like the parade still hasn't started yet. I guess I just sit here and wait. I hope it starts soon. I wonder if they're gonna...
Hey, kid, wake up.
Just a few more minutes, Mom.
A, I am not your mom. And B, we've got to get this show on the road, so up and at 'em.
All right, I'm up. Dang, I must have slept through the rest of the festival. Man, they sure clean up quickly around here. Can't even tell there was a party here last night. Guess that means I lucked out. No cleanup duty for me. Now if I can just find my ride home. Miss Lane, yoo-hoo, I'm ready to go home now. Hello, Miss Lane.
Psst.
Who said that?
Down here, kid.
A crab? Really? Nice try, Miss Lane. You can come out now.
Not sure who this Lane chick is, but my friends call me Carl.
Wow, it really sounds like the crab's talking. Neat trick, Miss Lane. And the shell looks so realistic. What is it made out of, resin?
Hey, Mr. Handsy, put me down.
Ow, you pinched me.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for manhandling me.
Well, that was still uncalled for. It really hurt. I'm gonna need a band... Wait a second, that hurt.
Yeah, you just said that. Look, I'm sorry for snipping. It's just that I don't like...
No, I mean, I felt you pinch me. You're clearly not a toy, and you can't feel pain in dreams. which means I'm...
Actually chatting with a talking crab? Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh my god, this can't be happening. Crabs can't talk. I must be hallucinating. Or maybe I hit my head on the sea wall. And this is a result of traumatic brain injury.
Nope, you're just fine. And I'm a talking crab with a job to do. So can you stop freaking out so we can get started?
Crabs can't talk.
Okay, clearly you're going to need another minute.
I'm sorry. This just is a lot to take in.
Tell me about it. One day, you're an ordinary lake crab, and the next, you're responsible for showing people the error of their ways.
The error of my ways? What's that supposed to mean?
All in good time, kid. Walk with me.
Okay. So where exactly are we, Mr., Carl, right?
My friends call me Carl. You can call me the Ghost of Conservation Past.
Right, so, Mr. Ghost of Conservation Past, where exactly are we?
We're on the lakeshore.
Not to be that guy or anything, but this is not the lakeshore. I've been fishing in Lake Pontchartrain since I was a little kid.
Look again, kid. Do you see anything that looks familiar?
Well, the seawall we're walking on looks kind of like the one I fish from. And I see a lighthouse that looks sort of like the one Miss Lane talks about, but that can't be the same one. That one is too short. And it's on this little island. And where are all the street lamps and the palm trees? And most importantly, where's the road?
Yeah, those things haven't been built yet.
What do you mean? I saw them yesterday.
Well, you did see them, but it wasn't exactly yesterday.
Care to elaborate, oh great cryptic crustacean?
Nice alliteration, kid. Let's just say you should be asking, when are we? Not where are we?
Okay, great. You can travel through time. Any other magic powers you're hiding?
Well, I always know when avocados are perfectly ripe, but I'd say that's more of a talent, not really a superpower.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
So, Ghosts of Conservation Past, when are we?
Aha, an excellent question. We are in the year 1932. Construction on the seawall has just been completed. And the city is looking to further develop the lakefront.
Okay, and we are here because...
Slow your roll, kid. I'll get to that part. Also, literally, slow down a little. I may have eight legs, but they're tiny.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Thank you. Now, as I was about to say, we are here to witness history in the making. Look out at the water. What do you see?
I see men on a boat.
And what are they doing?
Looks like they're using a net to pull something out the water. I can't tell what it is, though. They're too far away.
No problem. Let's take a closer look. Is this close enough for you? Oh, you okay, kid? You look a little green around the gills.
I don't feel so well.
Prone to seasickness, huh?
No, I think it just has something to do with the fact that we just jumped through space and time.
Oh yeah. Teleportation does a number on the old tum-tum.
You don't say.
Give it a minute. You'll be fine. And don't be mad at me. I just got you front row tickets to a slice of history. Look!
Huh. It looks like they're just pulling up rocks from the lake bed. Why is that a big deal?
Those aren't rocks. Take a closer look.
Well, they look a lot like rocks. They're sort of reddish brown, kind of round, and... Hey, wait a second. That one is opening. These are alive.
Yep. You are looking at a big pile of Rangia cuneate, commonly known as the Rangia clam.
Whoa, Miss Lane never tells us what the creature is right away. She makes us do our research and use our cognitive thinking skills.
Once again, I have no idea who you are talking about. Now, can we continue with our clam conversation?
Oh yes, of course.
Rangia clams are mollusks found in warm brackish water along the Gulf Coast. Like you said, they sort of look like rocks. That's because they have a hard outer shell. Unfortunately for the Rangia clam, you are not the first person to make that observation.
What do you mean?
Well, when the officials decided that they wanted to develop the lakefront, they quickly realized they had a big problem on their hands. Mud.
Mud?
Yes. The land was made of soft, squishy mud. Everything they built quickly started to sink. It didn't take them long to figure out that they needed a hard surface to build on to prevent their homes from sinking into the earth. Unfortunately, Louisiana is not known for its abundance of rocks, and shipping them in from the north was super expensive. So people began thinking creatively, and that's when somebody noticed that Rangia clams looked a lot like rocks.
I don't like where this is going.
Neither do the Rangia clams. Sorry, little fellas.
That's why we're here, isn't it? These fishermen are pulling up the clams so that they can use them as a building material?
Correct. This is one of the first of many clam dredges that will take place over the next 60 years.
Dang. Okay, so it's obviously not cool to kill something and prop up your house with its bones.
A very astute point.
But the lake is filled with these things. What's the big deal if a few thousand are pulled up from the water?
Well, it started with a few thousand, but then the number steadily grew.
So 100,000?
I think it would be easier if I show you.
Wait, we're not time hopping again, are we?
Ready, set, whee!
I think I'm gonna hurl.
Stop moaning and groaning. You'll be fine in a second. Take a look around.
Give me a second. The world's still spinning. Okay, I can see straight. Whoa, look at that amusement park. Where, I mean, when are we?
Pontchartrain Beach Amusement Park, 1951.
Oh, wait, my grandmother told me all about this place. She and her friend used to spend their summers playing on the beach and riding the carousels and the roller coaster. This place looks like so much fun. Why isn't it still around? I'd love to play here.
Well, interestingly enough, the park closed because of the Rangia clam.
What?
Well, I guess I should say the park closed because of the lack of Rangia clam.
I'm still lost.
Rangia clams are filter feeders. They eat by sucking water through a straw-like tube called a siphon. They filter the water inside their bodies, pulling out algae and tiny organisms to snack on. When they're finished eating, the clams spit the now clean water back into the lake.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Unfortunately, when fishermen began pulling the clams from the lake, they had no idea they were removing the thing responsible for keeping the water clean. Over time, the water became more and more polluted.
But the lake is so big, and there are so many clams. How could taking a few make such a big difference?
They took more than a few. Look behind you.
It's a parking lot. Big whoop. Can we get back to my question?
Take a closer look.
It's a parking lot filled with white rocks? I see these things all the time. They're like everywhere in the city. I'm not exaggerating. They're embedded in the sidewalks, and I even used to find them in my sandbox at school. No big deal. Wait, these aren't rocks, are they?
No, they are not.
You're telling me that this whole parking lot is filled with Rangia clams?
Afraid so.
And that all my life I've been walking past these things, not knowing what they were or where they came from?
Yeah, huge parts of New Orleans were built atop the backs of these tiny creatures.
And as a result, the lake got polluted.
Yes, yeah, so polluted that it became dangerous for people to swim in. People started getting really sick, and in the 1970s, Lake Pontchartrain was closed to the public. People stopped coming to the lakefront, and places like Pontchartrain Beach shut down.
I had no idea such a tiny creature could have such a big impact on the ecosystem.
Everything in nature is connected. Remove one piece from the tower, and it all comes tumbling down.
Huh, that makes a lot of sense. Wait, was that a Jenga metaphor?
Yeah, but it's still a solid metaphor.
Can't argue with that. Hey, Ghost of Conservation Past?
Yeah?
I'm happy you're showing me this stuff, but why did you choose me? I'm a nature cadet. I think about conservation all the time. Heck, I was teaching other people about conservation before you whisked me away. I don't have any errors that need correcting.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we all need to be reminded that everyone is worth saving. From the cuddly and lovable panda to the forgotten clam or the uncharismatic crab.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply that you're less important than a panda. It's just that I sometimes get worked up about saving the planet, that I forget about protecting the little creatures in my own backyard. I'm sorry, Ghosts of Conservation Past.
Call me Carl. You've earned it.
Really?
Yeah. Give me a claw.
Do I shake or, like, fist bump it?
Whatever feels right to you.
Okay, fist bump it is. Thanks, Carl. Come on, man. Give me a heads up when you're gonna do that. Okay, Carl? Carl? Oh, I'm back at the festival. I wonder where Carl went. Carl, hello? Hey, kids, don't do that. The lake water's polluted. You could get sick. Why aren't they listening to me? Hey, don't play in the water. It's gross. Trust me. A crab told me so. I sound insane.
Yeah, you do. Luckily for you, they can't hear you.
Whoa, who are you? And what are you wearing?
Oh, you silly little thing. I am the Ghost of Conservation Present. But you can just call me Present. Get it?
Oh, yeah, because you're dressed like a gift. I see.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit boxy, but surprisingly comfortable.
Oh, good to know. Now, if you could kindly unmagic me or whatever, I really need to go stop those kids.
Sorry, no can do.
Why not?
The magic doesn't work that way. As long as you're with me, you're like a spirit. Silent. Unseen. Intangible.
But, I need to save them. They're playing in contaminated water. They could get really sick.
Oh, don't worry, honey. They'll be fine. This lake's been clean for years.
But Carl said...
What Carl said is true. There's just more to the story. Take my hand. I'll show you.
Okay. But promise me you won't... do that. Does that ever get easier?
Yeah, around the 700th jump, it starts to lose that punch.
Oh, great. Just 695 more to go.
All right, Mr. Grumpy Pants. Now, hush up. Kate is talking.
Who's Kate?
Shh.
All right.
This area of the world was built out very recently by the Mississippi River. This is one of the youngest places in the world. And because of that...
Oh, I recognize this place. We're in the New Canal Lighthouse. Look, there are all the people out on the lawn having fun at the festival. Miss Lee mentioned there was a museum in here. She really seemed excited to go on the tour. But I'm not really a fan of museums. They're boring.
Maybe you should give them a try. You might learn a thing or two.
I already learned a lot tonight.
Like what?
Like that clams are important. See? Now can we go back outside?
No, not just yet. You still got a lot to learn, little one.
Trust me, President, I know everything. The lake was clean, they took out the clams, the lake got dirty, then clean again, yada, yada, yada.
Water quality started to degrade, and by 1970, people started noticing that there was a problem with the water. People who grew up in this area during that time period will tell you about, you know, swimming in the lake, but occasionally just coming out covered in rashes because of the pollutants in the water.
It kept getting... Wait. What did she just say?
She's talking about how dirty the lake got. Luckily, people eventually figured out that taking the clams out of the lake was part of the reason it got so filthy.
So they figured out removing the clams was bad, and they stopped, right?
Not exactly. People were reluctant to stop clam dredging.
Why? They knew it was making the lake sick. Why didn't they stop? I don't understand.
Sorry to interrupt, ma'am, but I just have to ask... Why didn't they stop clam dredging as soon as they realized it was harming the ecosystem?
Hey, that guy stole my question.
He can't hear you, Joseph.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Took us a while to get to that point because of the value of the clamshells. Because the clamshells were worth quite a bit when it comes to construction projects. We were reluctant to let that natural resource go.
Oh, come on. The lake was dying. Why wasn't anyone willing to help?
People did want to help. Citizens worked together to get bills passed that helped the lake recover.
Good.
But it was challenging because there wasn't a specific group in charge of protecting the lake.
Not so good.
And that's why citizens created a nonprofit that would take on the challenge. They called it the Pontchartrain Conservancy.
Oh, hey, that's the organization that's throwing this festival.
Mm-hmm, yep. They were responsible for cleaning up the lake back in the 1990s. And now they make sure the water stays healthy by testing it regularly and teaching citizens how to preserve the ecosystem. Kate is one of their employees.
Man, they really care about all the creatures along the coast.
Sound like anybody else, you know?
Yeah, Miss Lane.
Why don't we go and check in on Santa Claus? Take my hand.
Can we please just use the stairs?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Come on over, folks, and hear a story from the one and only Undersea Santa.
Heh, nice costume, lady.
Thanks. Care to learn how you can help our little friends in need?
Is this like for orphans or something?
No, it's for helping the animals that live in our lake. You see, they get stuck in old crab traps and...
Yeah, not interested. The crabs can fend for themselves.
Well, it's more than just the crabs who need our... Have a great evening.
excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, hi. Are you interested in hearing more about the crab trap program?
I was just wondering if you knew where the cotton candy booth is.
Oh, yeah, it's, right over there.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Guess no one's interested in signing up. Looks like it might just be you and me, bud. But we'll... Oh, yeah, he's watching the parade. And I'm talking to myself. Again. I'm sorry, a little late, critters. I'm really trying, but I... Who am I kidding? I can't even get the nature cadets to care. I failed you. I'm so sorry.
No, Miss Lane, please don't cry. I care. Present, please. I can't watch this. Present. Whoa, where did everyone go? Where's Miss Lane? In the boats? Where's anything? It's so quiet. Where are all the seagulls and pelicans? Present, this is scaring me. Please come back. What's this? Last Lakeshore restaurant closes its doors. Owner blames foul smell for lack of business? Foul smell? What is he... What is that? It smells terrible. Wait, it's coming from the lake. This isn't right. The water, it's almost black. But the lake's been clean since 2006. Kate said so. President, what's going... Who are you? Why won't you answer me, please? The paper, I already read that. It didn't give me any answers. Okay, I'll look again. Restaurant closes, terrible smell. Blah, blah, blah. Published 2065? This isn't the past. This is our future. But I don't understand. What happened to the lake? Didn't we learn from our past mistakes? How did we let this happen? All the plants and animals matter. They're all worth fighting for. Ghosts of Conservation Future... Please, say something. Please, I want to fix things. I care. I want to teach others to care. Please, we have to fix this. Take me back. I'll change my ways. I care.
Joseph.
I care.
Earth to Joseph. Wake up, kiddo.
Huh? What? Miss Lane, you're here? And you're dressed as a crab.
Yeah, well, the suit's pretty hard to get off, so I'm sorta... Whoa! Easy there, kiddo. You're gonna squeeze the stuffing out of my costume.
I did it! I'm back! I had time to change the future! Thank you, Ghost. I promise I won't let you down.
Sounds like someone really enjoyed the parade. Personally, I'm not a huge Dickens fan, but looks like it made a big impact on you.
You can say that again.
Well, it's getting late and no one signed up for the crab trap removal. I think we should just call it a night.
No, we can't give up. The late critters need us. All animals deserve our help.
Wow, Joseph. I'm not sure what's gotten into you, but I love the enthusiasm. You know, you're right. Let's get back out there and give this another shot.
All right, let's do it.
That's the spirit.
Hey, Miss Lee, can I take a turn as Santa Claus? I think I can draw more people to our booth if I dance around in the costume.
That's a great idea, but,
But what?
Well, the zipper broke, so I'm sort of stuck in here.
Oh, brother.
The Fabulously Fabulous Nature Journal.
Clams by Joseph and Miss Lane. Clams are tiny, unsung heroes of the underwater world. Clams are invertebrates. This means they lack a backbone. Clams actually have no bones at all. Because it lacks a skeleton, the clam utilizes a different form of protection, a shell. In the past, clam shells were used as a cost-effective building material. In the 1900s, Rangia clams were pulled from the bottom of Lake Pontchartrain. As time went on, the lake got dirtier and dirtier. The water began making people sick, and eventually the lake was shut down to protect people from the pollution. Lake Pontchartrain got so dirty because we removed its natural filter. Clams clean out water while they eat it. They suck the water in through a special tube called a siphon. Then they pull out the yummy bacteria and algae to eat before spitting the now clean water back into the lake. They're sort of like bird filters, except you shouldn't keep them in your fridge. Eventually, people realized taking clams out of the lake was harming the ecosystem. Clam dredging was stopped, and eventually the Lake Pontchartrain ecosystem started to heal. When you remove one animal from an ecosystem, it can have a domino effect. Knock down one, and they all fall. All plants and animals deserve to be protected, because they all play a key role in maintaining a happy and healthy ecosystem. Have a happy holiday from the Nature Nerds.
Thank you for listening to the season finale of Nature Nerds. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends, family, or that strange little elf that keeps sneaking around your house at night. Nature Nerds is created for kids with the help of kids. This month's Nature Cadet was Joseph. If you or someone you know is interested in becoming a Nature Cadet, please contact us by going to our website, www.naturenerdswithlane.com. That's Lane spelled L-A-I-N-E. While the dialogue in the show might be scripted, the interviews are not. Special thanks to this month's guest expert, Kate Tanian of Pontchartrain Conservancy. Pontchartrain Conservancy is a great organization with an awesome mission. A lot of this episode was actually inspired by when I used to work for them as an AmeriCorps member, including the Santa Claus costume. Check out our Instagram to see proof of that ridiculous costume. And to learn more about Pontchartrain Conservancy, you can visit scienceforourcoast.org. In this episode, we also have to thank two very special vocal guests. Mick Sullivan is what you would call a history buff. So we knew he'd be perfect to play the Ghost of Conservation Past. Mick is the amazing mind behind the podcast, The Past and the Curious. If you haven't given this show a listen, we highly recommend it. Not only is it zany and hilarious, but it's also all true. These history stories will keep you in stitches, we promise. We also have to thank friend of the show, Sarah Fruge. You might not know it, but you've probably heard Sarah on the show quite a few times. She's what we like to call a master of different voices. From singing in our theme song to doing different secretary roles. That's right. Literally, she's been every secretary we've had on the show. Sarah has been there from the beginning. We can't thank Sarah enough, and we wanted to make sure that we highlighted her amazing work in this special. Thanks, Sarah, and we can't wait to have you on the show even more in the future.
Nature Nerds is produced by a team of talented artists. Cover art by Tori Briggs. Sound design by Jeremiah Turner. Music and editing by Ben Ross. Executive produced by Tracy Leeds Kaplan. And written and hosted by Lane Farber. With all this said, that brings us to the end of our first season. If you like what you heard this season, then share, share, share. We love creating for you, and we can't wait for next season. We'll be taking January off to prep for the new season, and in February, we'll be releasing a special episode in honor of Black History Month. Our regularly scheduled season will begin again in March, and we can't wait to share with you. Until then, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, or go to our Anchor page and subscribe and donate. We can't thank you enough, and until next time, stay curious, nature nerds. Happy holidays from Nature Nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.